USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing regarding the IG report that came out Thursday of last week. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz spoke about how the FBI cannot be influencing elections.
I can't think of something more concerning than a law enforcement officer suggesting that they're going to try and use or may use their powers to affect an election.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Detroit speaking today. Once again, the topic turned to trade.
Chinese leaders over these past few weeks have been claiming openness and globalization, but it's a joke. Let's be clear. It's the most predatory economic government race against the rest of the world today. This is a problem that is long overdue in being tackled.
And your numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended down 100 points on this Monday. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com.